Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to Woo Bits, a Do the Woo podcast show. Woo! Woo! Well, this is our last show coming from CloudFest that I attended last month, and we did save the best for last. I had the pleasure of not only meeting, but learning more about groundbreaker.org. A residential scholarship program in Uganda, Africa to empower young women there in tech. It's such an amazing effort that I just had to sit down with them for a few minutes with a co-founder and a talent from the organization. We learned a bit about Groundbreaker, their experiences with CloudFest Hackathon, and the event itself.
Hey, it's Bob WP here, and I'm at CloudFest 2024. Have a very exciting little episode. We haven't done a lot here, but this one is a special one because I was able to meet one of the most fantastic nonprofits I met called Groundbreaker. I have two wonderful guests to explain a little bit more about this. So I'm going to hand it over to our first guest, have her introduce herself, tell us a little bit about it, and then we're going to just talk a little bit more about the hackathon and the event itself.
Thank you, Bob. Hi, everyone. My name is Leonie. I'm a co-founder of Groundbreaker. We are a nonprofit and started a very exciting new program last year. It's called Groundbreaker Talents. It's a residential scholarship program in Uganda. We have a huge campus and we want to give young women from financially constrained backgrounds access to a career in tech. And after 12 months, we want to see them entering a career in the tech industry. Last year at Hackathon, I launched the program. We didn't really have anything yet. I didn't move to Uganda yet. We didn't have a team. And the hackathon fundraised for one scholarship to fund it. And I promised them that we would bring one of our scholars with us next year, which is now 2024. And I didn't really know if it would work, but luckily it did work. And we were so excited to finally get a visa for one of our scholars, who's going to introduce herself now too. And she participated in a hackathon, and it really showed us how much people can learn in such a short period of time if they get really good training and access to an opportunity and excited for everything to come.
So, speaking of the hackathon, I want to hear the experience. Now, I was there. I merely looked around and judged it, but I know you were hands-on, having it all the time, so, yeah. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, and then let's go into the hackathon and what your experience was there.
Hi, everyone. My name is Naluja Vanessa, a student at Groundbreaker Talents Uganda. I joined Groundbreaker Talents last year in June. That's when the program started, and I'm one of the students who entered the first cohort. I'm hoping to finish this in 2024, this year in June. And looking forward to entering into the tech space, which I've already got experience on during the hackathon. I was so happy to participate in the hackathon because not every person gets that chance to interact with a lot of developers, but it was a dream come true to my end. During the hackathon, on the first day, I thought I couldn't make it because I saw very many projects and I was still indecisive of what I wanted to take on board. But eventually, after the pitch, I got interested in a certain project for public sector transparency funding, and it was really amazing. In the following days, we had a lot of teamwork, which I loved the most. I learned so much because I was also putting the skills I had got earlier from Groundbreaker Talents in the 10 months of writing Python code into action, and it was really nice. I really loved it. There were very many people in our team, all doing different things, and I learned a lot from them. I learned teamwork. I learned that time is key because we literally spent 2,400 hours writing code, and that was really massive. On the day of presentation, I had to present for my team, which was like a blessing, talking code in front of all the tech industry. There were very many developers, and it was really interesting for me. I represented the group, and eventually we won a Dream Team Award. So it is like my first award from everything I've been doing during the last 10 months, and it's a dream come true. I hope to get more awards, and thanks to Groundbreaker Talents that I am who I am today.
All I can say is thank you and everybody else at the hackathon. I was, like I said, I was totally impressed. I'm not a developer, and I'm glad I'm not, but I'm glad there's a lot of smart people that do it and make my life easier. So let's kind of wrap this up, and then I'm going to let people know about another upcoming show. What has, you know, it can be anything, the overall experience of CloudFest. I mean, we're here with, I don't know how many people, they projected 8,000 people. You have a booth. It's just been nonstop. We're on the last day of it. And do you have any particular experiences or your impression of it? And yeah, anything that you want to say about the actual event?
I think for us, it was really special to see the interest of the industry. Like, it's one thing me always preaching how amazing our talents are in Uganda. It's another thing for them actually to meet one of the talents and get to know it themselves. And for us as Groundbreaker, it's really important to actually work with the tech industry hand in hand, because it makes no sense to just skill people, have amazing talent in Uganda, but then nobody knows about it. And unfortunately, the perception of Africa is often so negative, and we really want to change this, because there are so many amazing young women, especially there. And it was really cool to see so much interest of the industry to actually not see this as a pure charity project, but really see this as an amazing chance to foster a new talent pipeline. And I had so many amazing conversations, so much interest in the program, and people really loved it. And I think that's our fruits now that we harvested, because it was a very intense year, but we're very happy. And I think CloudFest showed us that it actually works and how important it is, really.
My experience at CloudFest has been really good, because I had never been in such a community with very many people. First, it was a bit terrifying because I could see very many faces. But yeah, we are all human beings. I got used. And I loved the fact that very many people could come to our booth to get to know about Groundbreaker Talents. That means that there are literally very many people out there who would love to support good talent in Africa. So it's really amazing. I love the fact that I've got to connect with very many people in terms of networking, and most of them are like-minded people, so we are always talking about technology. I really love it. There are also those ones who talk about like different skills, soft skills, how to communicate to people, some interested in being mentors, and I really love that. What I would love to say about CloudFest is that I would like to extend my sincere gratitude to all of the people who have got to know about Groundbreaker Talents, and they are really eager to support us in any way. Yeah, thanks to them, they are really changing lives out there.
So what I'm going to do to close out, of course, I want to have you tell us, you know, where people can find more information out about Groundbreaker, and, you know, if you have any active social accounts, if you want to share those, they can search for it there. But yeah, just, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some people, this is going to pique their interest. So where do they go?
So the website is groundbreaker.org. We are very active on LinkedIn, especially. That's where most information are. We have a really cool newsletter. And if you have any questions, you can just drop me an email. It's leo@groundbreaker.org. And we are always happy to hear from everybody who's interested, be it in terms of sponsorship. We're always looking for amazing mentors. I think that's the right platform for that. Software developers, anybody with a tech background who would like to mentor one of our talents. So yeah, reach out if that sparks your interest.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you both for taking a little bit of time out of the CloudFest here. And I want everybody to know that this was a very short one, give you a nice introduction and their experiences here. But we're going to be having a show here soon. Matt Cromwell from GiveWP is going to be participating in that. And our host, Birgit, will also be in. Birgit's been mentoring, so we're going to get into more of a deep dive And especially for those that are listening that are companies, you're going to learn about this wonderful resource you have now for potential members of your team. Because I know they're always looking for qualified, good developers, and I have a feeling that whatever comes out of Groundbreaker is very, very qualified. So everybody, thank you. This will probably be the last one here at CloudFest. And yeah, stay tuned for that next show.
Bob WP again here, and I'm going to close this out. Give a big thanks to both of our guests for taking the time out of what was a pretty busy schedule there at CloudFest, and promising to come back on the podcast soon again to share even more about the cool work they're doing. Don't forget, check them out at groundbreaker.org. And I know we here at Do The Woo will be finding ways to help support them as well. So make sure and do that. And until the next time.